Muhammad accused them of treason, conspiring with the enemy, and breaking their agreement under the constitution or charter of Medina. He moved decisively to crush them. After a 25-day siege, they surrendered, their men were executed, the women and children taken captive. Although there are many passages in the Quran that speak of Jews as people of the book, recognizing God's revelation to Moses, Muhammad's treatment of these Jewish tribes in Medina has been cited by those who charge he was anti-Semitic, as well as by Muslim extremists like Osama bin Laden to support their anti-Semitism. However, it's important to note that the tensions and ultimate violence between Muslims and Jews at that time were more political than theological or racial. Muhammad regarded them as traitors, guilty of treason, a political threat to Medina, an obstacle to the consolidation of Muslim dominance and rule in Arabia. He responded as was the custom in Arabia and in many societies in his day. Remember, this was a rough area, a rough time. Indeed, Muhammad's use of warfare was comparable to the warfare that we see at times in the Old Testament under Joshua, David, Saul, in which God sanctioned battle with God's enemies. The Muslims of Medina continued to coexist with other smaller Jewish tribes, living side by side with those who honored the covenant. They would continue to do so in later centuries in Islamic empires from Andalusia to North Africa and to the Ottoman Empire. It's important to recall that when Jews were driven out of Andalusia, out of Spain, they fled to North Africa and to the Ottoman Empire, where they were welcomed and able to continue to live and survive. Finally, in 628, a truce was struck between the Meccans and the Muslims in Hudaybiyah, allowing Muslims the right to make the pilgrimage the following year, but requiring that Muhammad end his raids with their attempt at an economic blockade of Mecca. At the same time, the truce signaled the political legitimacy of Muhammad. In 630, the feud between Mecca and Medina came to an end. After client tribes of Mecca and Medina clashed, Muhammad declared the truce broken and moved against Mecca with a large force. The Quraysh capitulated, the Meccans converted to Islam, and a Pax Islamica or Islamic order was created. In victory, Muhammad proved magnanimous and strategic, using diplomacy rather than force. Avoiding vengeance and plunder, he offered amnesty to his enemies. Regarding the Kaaba as the original house of the true religion, of true monotheism, he cleansed it of its idols, of its 360 idols. The Meccans, many of his oldest enemies now joined, converting to Islam, some becoming leaders in the community. The conquest of Mecca established Muhammad's paramount political leadership. He continued to employ his religious message, diplomatic skills, and when necessary, force to establish Muslim rule in Arabia. Consolidation of Arabia took place in the final 2 years before his death. And so when he died in 632, all of Arabia was united under the banner of Islam. Within a matter of decades, Muhammad had initiated a major religious and historical transformation that began in Arabia, but would become a global religious and political movement. He created a community based upon a common religious bond, way of life, monotheistic vision, and brought a religious synthesis that recognized and incorporated Jewish and Christian prophets and revelations and a universal mission to spread God's word and rule. It is this life and example of the prophet that will continue to inspire the life and development of the community, as we'll see in our remaining lessons.